The modernization plan is part of a $200 million joint project between the Chinese government and the World Bank. A five-person delegation made up of Chinese ag and economic development officials just wrapped up its visit to Wisconsin. Dan Vogel is an international marketing consultant for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He says China has a long history in dairy.
Particularly in northern China, there's familiarity with dairy products. Their climate in northern China is the same as ours. And they have a lot of expertise and have worked with livestock and dairy products for centuries. Yogurt, fresh milk have always been around, and now it's more going into increasingly fine ice cream. And as Western foods come in,
In order to feed its growing urban population, China wants to build larger farms. And Vogel says that's where the opportunity lies for Wisconsin companies that make milking equipment or that supply genetics. He says the Chinese are already taking bids.
They will include such things as procurement of livestock feeding equipment, dairy equipment, milk handling equipment, pretty much all the types of equipment you would normally associate with a dairy farm.
Wisconsin will have competition for the Chinese contracts. The delegation is now heading to Ohio and from there to Canada. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.